Mira stroked his fluffy paw.
Isn't he the prettiest little cub you ever saw?
Egbert looked up at her inquiringly.
Is that his name? Cub?
Rilflag stroked his son's downy head, smiling.
No, cub is just a word for a babe. His name is Dana. My great-grandsire was a warrior called Dana, and he carried a mark from birth, just like this little fellow. See?
He turned the babe's paw pad upward. Instead of being all black like the other three, this one only had black edging. In the centre was a pink mark, like a four-leaf clover, with one piece thinner than the others. Gundel touched it.
"'Tis like a little flower. Can he, Babby, come out and play with us, sir?"
Rilflag shook his head in amusement.
"Not yet. Next season, maybe."
Filorn took a box from the mantelpiece and let them each choose a piece of preserved fruit from it.
"I'm sure you'll make good friends for little Dana when he's old enough to be up and about. Run along and play now."
Cregor enveloped all three Dibbons in her massive paws.
"Not so fast there, rascals. I could hear you outside. You only came in here to hide from Friar Bob, didn't you?"
Flobert shook her head vigorously.
"Oh, no, ma'am. Honest, we didn't. Us was coming to see if Dana was born. Old Friar Bob chased us out of Cavern Hole."
The blind badger tapped a paw against her forehead.
"Of course, I'd almost forgotten the councillor's meeting. Right, you three can help me manage those stairs. Slowly now. My paws aren't as young as yours."
Don't you worry, ma'am. Us'll get neither nicely."
Hiding a smile, Cregor allowed the three to grasp her robe and guide her to the door.
"Thank you, I'm sure you will."
When they had gone, Mira picked her new little brother up and walked round the room with him, talking softly to him as she had seen her mother doing.
"Who's going to grow up into a great big river dog like his dad then, eh?"
Rilflag shook his head.
"He ain't a real river dog until his back's touched running water."
Filorn took the baby from Mira and held him close.
"Don't you think he's a bit young for that?"
The big male otter snorted.
"Not at all. My father took me to the river when I was his age, just as I took Mira when she was born. Dana will feel the running water on his back too."
There was a note of pleading in Filorn's voice.
"But he's so small. Perhaps you could wet his back in the abbey pond at the warm shallow edge."
Rilflag was adamant.
"The abbey pond has no current. It doesn't run on to the sea. It's got to be running water. The ford, where the stream crosses the path. That's the place."
"I'll go with you, father. I'll carry little Dana."
Rilflag patted his daughter's shoulder.
"No need for that. You stay here and help your mother. I can carry that little rogue. He weighs nothing. Me and Dana will bring you back some fresh water shrimp and good long watercress. Maybe some hot root too, if we spot any."